Our entertainment options change as the years go by. We still watch plenty of TV, but in general, we don't have to be parked in front of the tube at the very moment our program begins to air, thanks to tape-delayed programming, DVRs and the sort. Likewise, we still go see circus performers, but not necessarily under a tent with sawdust underfoot. We do have to be there on time, though. The traveling company Acrobatic Conundrum brings its version of the circus to Ashland and Klamath Falls this weekend. The performance is titled The Language of Chance, An Evening of Circus. Let's find out what that means. Terry Crane is the company director for Acrobatic Conundrum. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Jeff.
It's good to have you here. And Jackie Ward-Kerwald is with us as well. She's a performer. Hi, Jackie.
Hi there.
So, Terry, give us a little bit of a history here about Acrobatic Conundrum and how you got started and what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, we have been making shows for about 2.5 years now, and this is our fourth show. And we have been doing work all over the country. It's been just kind of a real quick success story. We went to Chicago last year and then New York this past summer and San Francisco. And it's been really exciting for us.
And is it sort of inspired by Cirque du Soleil or something along those lines?
Sure. I mean, there's a contemporary circus movement in the United States right now that's been going on for a couple of years quietly and is kind of bursting into the mainstream. And a lot of that is definitely, we're definitely indebted to Cirque du Soleil, who has made, animal-free, kind of expressive, contemporary, extremely visual circus, something that's in the public consciousness.
And tell us a bit about you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I've been doing circus for about 15 years. I started in San Francisco, and then I went to the Montreal Circus School, which incidentally is across the street from Cirque du Soleil, but not actually associated with it. And
not a bad neighborhood, though, huh?
Yeah, in that neighborhood. It's a little city of circus out there. But, so I've been doing it for a while. I got my start just climbing trees and being a really active kid and loving theater and storytelling.
You know, you guys are a little young, I would think, to have heard all the stories about running away to the circus when you grow up, but this is essentially what you ended up doing, isn't it?
More or less, yeah. My folks supported me, but for sure it's kind of the great myth of running away with the circus, and we started our own little troupe, so that's one of the fun things about it, is working with a small company where we really care about the art that we're bringing to people.
Jackie Ward-Kerwald, let's hear a little bit about you and how you ran away to the circus.
Well, I started as a kid doing some gymnastics and theater and music, but nothing too seriously. And then in high school, I actually started taking some circus classes recreationally, which is another part of the contemporary circus movement, but there's a lot of studios everywhere where people can just dabble in trapeze for a workout or exercise or fun. And that's how I started, say, 10 years ago. And it was just a hobby that built into a dedicated hobby that built into a passion and snowballed, and lo and behold, brought me here.
And so give us an idea of what, I mean, I assume the show is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.5 to 2 hours. And so it sounds like a fairly strenuous kind of workout. And I see you have back-to-back-to-back, 2 nights in Ashland and 1 night in Klamath Falls, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it sounds like a lot of work, and you guys have to be pretty physically fit to be able to do all this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite the lifestyle. Loading in, teching, doing dress rehearsal, and then a show, and then striking and moving out the next day. And we do have to fit in all of our training and rehearsals on top of that as well. But this is actually one of our later stops on the tour, so it's turned into a pretty well-honed machine at this point.
I noticed that you spent 3 nights in Fort Bragg a couple weeks ago, so the folks at the southern end of our listening area had a chance to come see you already. Now, there are two shows on the road at every time, Terry Crane, is that right?
Two shows, yeah. So this piece actually has there's an interesting kind of creation process, but there's a first half, which is directed by a contemporary dance choreographer, and then a second half, which was directed by sort of a theater dramaturge, and but they're both revolving around a similar theme, and they set each other off in a really interesting way. Two pieces are contrasting, and they both have elements of storytelling, and lots of acrobatics.
So it's acrobatics, it's dance, it's is it spoken word theater too?
Yeah, there's a small amount of text as well, which it doesn't rely heavily on the text, but that is an important part of it as well.
And so, Jackie Ward-Carewald, how much stuff do you have to know? I mean, you've had to train in a couple of different disciplines, it sounds like, to be part of this company.
Yeah, we're all pretty multidisciplinary, which is something really special, and we capitalize a lot on that during the creation process. We're all practically on stage the whole time during the entire show. And I myself train in contortion as my primary discipline, and then my husband, who's also in the troupe, and I do a duo straps act. So those are our primary acts, but then we also have the group acrobatic pieces. I pull out an accordion at one point. There's some singing. And so we really have pulled on all the skills that we've all developed and gathered over the years to create something hopefully pretty high energy and encompassing.
I missed the middle word there. Do a what act with your husband?
Straps. It's two canvas straps hanging from the ceiling. So it's an aerial act with a lot of spinning and flying around.
We're talking to Jackie Ward-Carewald and Terry Crane, members of the company Acrobatic Conundrum, coming to Ashland for Thursday and Friday nights and to Klamath Falls on Saturday at the Ross Ragland Theater at the Ashland Historic Armory for the Ashland shows. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange if you have questions or comments about what it's like to run away to the circus. 800-838-3760 around the listening area. 800-838-3760. jx@jeffnet.org. Given that you went to a circus school, and it sounds like there are such schools that are putting people out, I'm just curious to know how difficult it is to find people, Terry. I mean, you got to have a real, as Jackie has already attested to, a whole mix of skills to be able to do what you're doing there.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a pretty stellar troupe of artists, and I have worked with a lot of different artists, but what's really special about this group is that they are all very technically skilled, so a very rigorous, you know, emphasis on technique, and have wonderful stage presence. And then on top of all that, there's not a prima donna in the group, which is pretty amazing. We all manage to communicate well and get along backstage, and we all take on aspects of the administrative stuff. So I think that kind of team spirit, that of cooperation, really shows up on stage as well. This is the feedback that we keep getting from audiences, is that they're really just touched by the way that we trust each other and the way that we symbolize that with our, you know, acrobatics, relying on each other and sharing our art.
That's a big, Jackie Ward-Carewald, tell us about that aspect of building trust. I've always been curious about that. I mean, you have to be able to believe that the other person, even if they're having an argument with you that day, is going to catch you and hold you at the right moment.
Absolutely. That's definitely a big part of it. And I can only reaffirm what Terry just said, is that we do spend a lot of time in communication, and we all have this foundation of respect and trust as humans and friends and also as acrobats. We trust each other's skill level, and keeping those lines of communication and friendship are really integral to the success of the piece. But luckily, that's not something we've struggled with very much.
Terry, how big a company is Acrobatic Conundrum?
Well, there are currently six artists, and we have two support staff. But we've done shows in the past with up to 17 artists. So it kind of varies based on the project. But right now we have a really strong core group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And so tell us about the title for the show. I'm curious about the language of chance. The evening of circus part is pretty easy to figure out. But the language of chance is an interesting phrase.
Yeah, well, it was inspired by this really wonderful short story by an Argentinian author called The Library of Babel. And it's kind of about this a world which turns out to be an infinite universe, and which is just a really interesting backdrop for a piece to take place. I've always been inspired by a story and wanted to, you know, do something in that world. So there's that aspect of that. And then for me, also the language of chance, for me, it represents the aspect of risk as well. Of, you know, in circus, you have kind of a calculated risk. We're doing things that are right at the edge of our abilities, and it's something that's live. You have to be there to participate in it as an audience member. And there's just something really fascinating about that for me. And it's also, it's the third inspiration, I guess, is that just this kind of long chain of coincidences that happens. It takes us from place to place, and they created this process, really, the way that I met the two directors and all of the cast members. So that's the language of chance to me.
So, given where you're performing, and again, it's the historic Ashland Armory for two nights in the Ross Ragland Theater, this is presented as a stage show then, facing the audience?
Yeah, well, that is correct. I believe, and in Ashland, there's going to be a little bit more of a thrust stage, so the audience is going to be around us. But in it's a typical kind of proscenium theater in Klamath Falls. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, a lot has changed, obviously, in the way that circus has delivered over the years. In fact, if you look at our website, we made it clear that there are no elephants in this show. There are no elephants in this show, right?
That's
absolutely
right. Only human performers.
But I mean, performing on a stage rather than in a big top or in a big arena, it's a difference from the way circus is used to perform. And plus, it's a much more intimate show with just the six of you performing, it sounds like.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's quite intimate. I think that's very accurate. We're close to the audience. It's not like a big top. Audience is usually no more than between 10 and 50 feet away. Yeah.
So how much rehearsal and training for the language of chance or any of the stuff that you do? Jackie, why don't you come in on this one?
Well, as both Terry and I mentioned, we've been doing circus for 10 to 15 years. I think everyone in the cast has been in this world for that long. So that's all skill training that is a foundation that's incredibly important. But then in terms of the actual creation process, I think we've been working on the show for about a year at this point.
Yep.
We've had a few different rehearsal intensives with the different guest directors and a few different showcases throughout the process. And now we have our final product.
And I imagine those circus performers at this level are probably like athletes of any kind. I mean, by 40 or 45, the body's taking a lot of wear and tear, I would think.
Yeah,
there are some older circus artists that we look up to as role models. We certainly are athletes and do relate to that. But also physical management and like physical therapy is a really important part of circus training. So we try to do everything we can to take care of our bodies as our tools to help our longevity as artists.
In the heart of your career, Jackie, I mean, are you still expanding your skills? I mean, are you doing things now that you wouldn't have dreamed of doing 10 or 15 years ago?
As a matter of fact, yeah. Actually, in San Francisco, I was so happy to take a class with one of my favorite contortion coaches. She was actually my first contortion coach 10 years ago. And so since we were here with the show, I was able to train with her again. And it was so inspiring. She gave me more tools and tips to push to the next level. So it is a really exciting part of circus, is that constant striving and improvement. And you're always pushing for the next thing. Part of what I love about it.
Okay, well, it sounds like contortion can certainly be trained up to a certain point, but you got to have the body to do it in the first place, right?
Well, it's a little bit of both. There certainly is some genetic, you can be genetically predisposed to it, or you can be genetically really tight. But the bulk of it is training, as a matter of fact. And I've seen my personal flexibility increase incredibly through training. And I've seen students, I have a student who started doing flexibility training when she was in her 30s, and she's now at a contortion level. There really is, if you train smart and wise and with enough intensity, there really is hope.
Okay, as a not terribly flexible person, I was curious about, you gotta be able
there's
to...
There's hope.
That's good to know. So, Terry, I mean, obviously this is a show that's fairly physically taxing for the performers, as is expected to be, but, I mean, how physically taxing to the audience? I mean, are you going to give people some real heart flutters at this show?
Yeah, it's a full spectrum of an experience for an audience. Of an experience for the audience. We have audiences who, obviously there's a lot of humor in it, so they laugh and they applaud, and we try and take their breath away once or twice. And something that's unusual about this show too is that we've been there's reports of people getting really touched towards the end as well, and shedding some tears. And in San Francisco, there were a lot of circus artists in the crowd too, and for some reason they they keep having this experience of feeling, you know, just really emotionally connected to the work. So it's a full evening. It's true. It's kind of cathartic for an audience in a lot of different ways.
And covering a range of emotions, I think, that the traditional circus of decades ago probably wouldn't have touched upon.
Mm.
Yeah, well, hard to say. The art of clowning has been around for a while, and there have been some great ones who have managed to make people laugh, but also just get people more in touch with their humanity. And that's a kind of a long, you know, standing tradition that we're happy to honor as well in our show.
That's true. That's fair. Yeah, I'd forgotten about the likes of the sad clowns as well. And there are clowns in this show. Is that true?
Yes, we have one clown who is wonderful. And he is also an Oregonian originally, but went to the Montreal Circus School. And yeah, Ty Venowitz. He's our tall clown.
Mm-hmm. All right, so six performers all together. And are you on stage with them, Terry? Is that right?
I am, yeah.
Okay. All right, so everybody out there on stage for The Language of Chance, An Evening of Circus. It looks like a Thursday and Friday nights in Ashland at the Historic Armory on Saturday.
Oh, and actually, that's correct. No, there is one correction on that, though. The I believe the Thursday night in Ashland has been canceled.
Oh, okay.
But we'll be doing Friday in Ashland and Saturday in Klamath Falls at the Ross Reitman Theater.
Okay. Good to talk to the folks from The Language of Chance, An Evening of Circus. Terry Crane is the company director. Jackie Ward-Kerwald, one of their performers. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
All right. Take care and best of luck with the show.